We're day drinking. We're day drinking. We're day drinking. Day drinking.
Guys, welcome to a day drinking episode. Tonight, I've got, obviously, myself is here, and Richard Madison. We're going to talk tonight about main characters. There's a trend, there's a slang term out there called main character energy, which often refers to people who think that they need all the attention and everyone else around them is just a non-playable character or NPC. But before we get into that, Richard Madison, what are you drinking?
I broke out the security blanket tonight. I have a Blue Moon.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I do. And it's my main character. So, Travis, what are you drinking?
See, that's the thing. It's actually kind of NPC energy, but that's fine. Same as mine. Mine that's is, fair. I want bourbon and Coke. It's empty now. I'll have to get a refill soon.
Can I bring something up before we go down our topic rabbit hole?
And it's sure.
Only because the way it has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it just made me laugh. So this morning I had breakfast with some friends. And there was like five or six of us, and we give our cards to the waitress, split the check, and she comes over and she goes, "Who's Mr. Richard?" And of course, on all my credit cards, my name is Richard, but literally, except for you, call me that. So it makes, I always stall. I'm like, "Who's Richard?" Oh, that's me. Anyways, it was funny that she said that, and I was like, "Mr. Richard." I was like, "Oh, that is me. Yeah, that's me."
As a fact, as a matter of fact,
yes.
Well, it's funny you say that because your voicemail—I don't know if it's still this way—but your voicemail.
No, it still says Rick or Richard. Yes,
Rick or Richard.
I told you the story behind that, right?
I don't think you did.
So I'm in college, and we have a. It was an accounting class. It was either accounting, business accounting, accounting. And anyways, so we take our, it's right before drop ad ends, and it's our first test. It's our only grade in the class. And so our teacher is like, put your phone numbers or best way to reach you on top of the test. And I will either call you or email you, whatever you decide your method of contact is to let you know you should add or like you're fine or you should drop a class kind of thing. And so on my test, my teachers in college knew me as Richard. I didn't bother to like say my name was Rick.
You weren't trying to get to know them. Yeah.
Right. I didn't care. Anyway, so he calls me and my voicemail at the time said, "You have reached the voicemail of Rick Madison." And he doesn't leave a voicemail because it said Rick Madison. And then so he talks to me on class the next day. He's like, "Hey, you were fine. You did fine on your test. But I called the number and it said Rick, not Richard. So I didn't want to leave a voicemail." And I was like, "Yeah, that's me." And I was like, you couldn't make that leap. I was like, I get it. It's not like, and I get it. A lot of people have been like, how do you get Rick from Richard? You know, but like of all, it wasn't like my name is Richard and I said, "Hi, you've reached Greg."
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I don't think anyone knows how you get Rick from Richard, but it's a very common thing. Like that's a widely accepted. You are named Richard, you end up going by Rick or Rich or Dick. It's a thing. No one knows why, but it's there.
Right. Anyways, so that is why I was like, if that's that difficult of a stretch, fine. I'll say you've reached Rick or Richard. And that is where that comes from.
I wish you would have done, you've reached the voicemail of Rick. And then from over here going like, "And Richard Madison." So it sounded like two different people.
I can change that. I can go back. I'll do it right now. You know,
you won't do it.
You're right. I won't do it right now. I'll do it tomorrow and I'll forget.
But let's jump back in. Let's talk about.
Yeah. Sorry. I digress.
You're
good.
You were kind of taking the spotlight. You were like all on you.
Aha!
Kind of giving some main character energy. So there is I mentioned it earlier. There's the trend of calling out people for being the main character, essentially being overly selfish. And a great example of this would be a woman showing up to a wedding wearing a wedding dress who is not the bride.
Okay.
That is a perfect example of main character energy. Look at me, no one else matters. It's my life and everyone else is just here to look at me. But I think there's other subtle examples of this. And I think there are some other ways that this could be applied. I personally think that people who are immature, I don't want to say all immaturity, because I think we all have some level of immaturity
for sure.
But I think that there are people who take, how do I phrase this? They read too much into others' opinions and make decisions based on the what if, and whatever their decision is to an extreme, and that sure. makes them have that main character energy. And I just think that it's really difficult to work with those people. Like a good, a person who, I have an example. Here we go. Let's take a business, for example.
Let's
set the scenario up. A person who will want to get something accomplished for their own department and tends to steamroll other departments.
Okay.
Or will go and escalate things above the normal process just because they're not getting their way.
Mm-hmm.
Those are also main character energy people. And this is in kind of the negative, like I didn't address that at the beginning. Like this is a negative term. Like it's giving main character energy because we're all
quote, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. We're all technically main characters, right? In our own way. But
right.
These people are going out of their way to put the spotlight on themselves, kick and scream. And
it's sort of like when you say, hey, I talked to your boy today, and you mean it negatively, because obviously it's not your boy, or at least that's the way I mean it. If I ever say, hey, I talked to your boy today, it's somebody that you absolutely hate.
I did not know that about you.
Is the way I use it. So for anybody who has ever interacted with me and I've said, hey, I talked to your boy today, somebody I think you dislike.
Who I dislike?
Well, whoever I am talking to. Yes. So if I'm talking to you and I say, Travis, I was talking to your boy today, or I, based on previous conversations, know you dislike that person.
Got it. Yeah. I probably could have picked that up from the sarcasm, you know? I've known you for 20 years plus.
Maybe
30. We don't know. So I probably could have picked that up, but I did not know that as a phrase you intentionally used.
Yes.
Okay. I did not know.
It is intentional.
Was in your arsenal of vocabulary to specifically use in those circumstances. Like I can see you doing it as a one-off.
No, it's pretty regular.
Okay. Okay. Throw one more example.
Lay it on me, daddy.
And then we can, because I want to call Drew out specifically here. Not for that. There's something else. It was in a previous episode.
No, I'm excited.
We were talking about people who talk on their cell phones walking down like an aisle at a grocery store. And it was in the last call or something like that. And I said it was a great opportunity to like shout really loud things at them. And he said that was kind of main character energy. And I was like, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. I'm tired. And I wish you were here, Drew, but you're not. But how do we?
I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what main character energy was at the time. So.
He said it real, real subtly, and I edited all the episodes, so I was able to
true.
Listen. Yeah. So if doing something, quote, in retaliation to someone who might be a main character energy, like talking on speakerphone, if retaliating to that is also main character energy, how do we stop these people from being such douches? Is it just ignore them?
See, I'll give an example tonight, and I'm not saying I did it the correct way. So to me, what annoys me most with that is when people like FaceTime people. Like, I don't understand that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same general idea, like, since you're talking on speakerphone. So I don't know why it just adds extra angst to me, like, when it's FaceTime. But anyways, so I'm at the bar earlier watching the game, and some dude has zero idea what's going on and is just screaming to be, like, part of the group, essentially, right? And so the Braves hit a ball. It has warning track power. It's, like, you can tell from the camera angle. And then he goes, "Let's go!" And I just stare at him. I was like, "Why?" I was like, "Did you not see what was going on? Like, why?" And it wasn't, like, in, like, the irony sense. Like, he legitimately thought, like, we were all about to start cheering. And he was like,
"Right."
And he was like, "Oh, I was on the phone. I didn't know what was going on." And I was like, "That's even worse."
Yeah.
Like, then why did you feel the need to get... So, and I'm not saying that the way I did it was correct by any means. I self-admit I'm a judgy person. It's something I need to work on. But to answer your specific question, like, because either A, you just ignore it, and then knowing that they have that energy, like, ignoring it does nothing to offset them. You know what I mean? Like, they feel like they've achieved whatever by doing the energy. But then also, if you engage, you are feeding into it as well.
Yeah.
In a sense, validating it. So, like, it's like mosquitoes. Like, there is no...
Jesus, you're right.
There is no ending to it. Like, there's no good answer. They just are.
I do think... I kind of want to say you went about it the right way, because...
Oh, I was such a dick, though. And I was
at least the way you described it on this podcast, I think you may have gone about it the right way. What happened in real life is a different story.
Well, so no, the way I described it is what happened. I just think because, like, I knew what everyone else didn't know. Like, I knew I was already annoyed, like, in like 20 minutes before I said something. And I just finally snapped and said something. So it wasn't like anything like super aggressive. It was right. Just I knew the built up that got me there. So because of that, I guess I felt extra, like, since I finally said it, like, looking back, and I was like, son of a bitch, like, what, you know, like, what did that accomplish?
And now a word from our partner over at the Psych Effect Podcast.
My name is Dr. Dimitri Bick. I'm an adult geriatric and forensic fellowship trained psychiatrist and the host of the Psych Effect Podcast. On this show, you'll get my take on sports, politics, current events, and world news in the context of mental health. Why me? Because I've been through all domains of mental health care. Inpatient units, outpatient clinics, academic appointments, university hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and private practice. I've also had forensic inpatient hospital units, worked in prisons, assisted attorneys, and interviewed individuals both in criminal and civil forensic cases. I'll break down complex psychological and psychiatric issues in a fun and entertaining way and speak with interesting people and experts from different fields and professions. Join me weekly, because everything has a psych effect. The Psych Effect is available on any podcast platform you use, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
But the reason why I think you're close, right? Because I think you're right. One, if you ignore them, they don't ever learn. And two, if you directly engage, you're feeding, fanning the flames, feeding the fire,
if you will.
They're just going to do it again. I think the option is to somehow embarrass them slash make them think that it was their fault. Like, ask them a question or something to make them think that it was their own idea, and realize, you don't need to sit down with the
person. No, sure. I have a
session. Where you're going. But, like, looking at them and, like, do you really think that was necessary? Or something like,
right,
just blatantly like, oh shit, like, no one gives a fuck what I think. Like, my reaction is not warranted. I am not, like, help them realize they're not the main person. Not, again, no therapy sessions, because that's not what we're here to do. But I think if everyone else were to band together and, like, find those people and just say, hey, no one gives a shit. And then move on. It might do something more than nothing and or engaging directly. I don't know.
Maybe. I like the idea because it's like ex relationships, right? Like if you really want to know more about yourself, like go ask your ex in like a completely humble and honest moment. You know what I mean? Like, hey, no one will be more truthful and honest about what your shortcomings are, or even maybe even your current spouse.
I don't have any shortcomings, but
like, I know you don't, but you know, I'm just for those of us who are less fortunate. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But also at the same time, I guess it's the same idea. Like if you're not there to hear it, you know, that's a different conversation. That's where the therapy comes in, I guess. But
yeah, I feel like there's gotta be like,
I don't know.
Obviously one interaction is not going to cure these people.
No, right? No.
It's not going to be a one-time thing.
Because if it's a one interaction, you're the asshole. No matter what, like the not main character.
I'm okay with being an asshole.
I mean, you know, I am too, but like if from that person's perspective,
right.
If you're just the asshole at the bar, like if it's right. If it's a one-off. So I don't know. You know what? Let's bring John's app back into this. And that from where you track the bartenders, but let's track our main characters and you log the interaction so everybody else knows what has already occurred. And it's almost like a pip, you know, like you can track it. We will have a performance enhancement program for everybody.
I
almost
don't
like Uber rating.
I don't. That's starting to get in some Black Mirror shit.
No,
I'm
yeah,
not
you're right.
Here for it. I'm right, not.
I tried. It was an idea.
I get it. But I'm going to shut that one down because that is a slippery slope.
That's fair.
I do not want my life to be dictated by my social karma, basically.
All right. When you put it that way.
Only because in our sense, that would be perfect, right? It would be, everyone would be how we want them to be.
For sure.
But it would get so hyperinflated with super douche-ness.
For sure. For sure.
That it wouldn't be, it would actually be detrimental to us. So
it would. Yeah.
But I don't think there's a singular solution for this, but I think how you replied or you responded, assuming you didn't like say, hey, dumb fuck, shut the, and you like,
no, yeah, definitely didn't that.
I know you didn't do that, but like assuming, but if you were to just like subtly call like, bro, stop.
Yeah. So here's exactly what happened, right? So he's at the corner. So we're at the corner. He's on one corner. I'm at the other.
Yeah.
He was just like, well, I do this, like the hands up gesture, just staring at him. And then we made eye contact and I was like, really?
Where are you going with this?
I was like, really?
Is that necessary?
Like you didn't see what was happening?
Are you paying attention?
Yeah. And then to the point where I heard him talk, he went back to his phone call and he was like, yeah, this dude next to me was calling me out. And I was like, yeah, I was. Like, if you want to put me on speaker and I can help. You know.
Yeah, I'm on speaker. I'm fair game. Like, your mic is picking up all this shit. Like,
yeah.
That's on me.
I think it's situational, right? Because like moments like what I'm describing, it has to, if it's obvious, and I get it at the reasonable person standard with obvious, but I think there's certain situations that we can all agree that like, hey, this dude or chica is acting in a like a detrimental to the vibe sense, right?
Yes.
And then if one person were to say something low key, like, come on, like, really, what are you trying to do here? You know, the majority, if not everybody, would be supportive of that one interaction and be like, yeah, like, stop.
I'm not going to call out the old lady who is trying to figure out her phone and like can't hear, like, that's fine. Everyone gets it. We're all annoyed, but we're not going to say anything because of the situation.
We know it's not intentional.
Right. Whereas I had a situation at a wedding.
Oh, this where is gonna be a great story.
It luckily nothing happened where still. I had to intervene, but it was like super thin, super razor close. A family member could not make the wedding because mm-hmm. of physical illness or physical issues. Understandable. Their other family members FaceTimed said person and wanted her to see my other cousin walk down the aisle. It's like a third cousin, so whatever, which is fine. I'm okay with you putting it on a video live for someone else. That makes sense. Turn down the fucking volume so that the other 90-year-old person, you know, says like, I can't see. Hold me up higher. While the bride is about to walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
This is not they set up ahead of time, which also would have been fine. Like it was, bride was like, about music was about to get queued up. This old woman and family member was still talking about how she couldn't see. Finally, music kicked in, happened to stop talking. I was about to just slap the phone out of my cousin's hand because I'm saying cousin a lot because they're all cousins. I've got a lot of cousins, but I was very close to just like slap. Like, this is not, I don't care if this 90-year-old person sees this or not. This is not about her. It's about my cousin who's about to get married. Like, shut up. If you don't have the wherewithal to realize that, you're also a main character because you don't give a shit about what else is going on. So I was close to having to intervene because I don't think in that instance a subtle move would have been the right one.
Sure.
Maybe leading up to it, I could have been a little bit more obvious about like, hey, maybe you should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But alas, it was okay. It was fine. It turned out to be okay. So
it's good. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Well, on that note, that's main characters. This is
This was the topic.
It was a thing we talked about.
I'm very. This is something I hope when the episode is posted, we ask our Twitter followers' opinions on this because I'd be curious to see what the masses think.
This is a good one for that because some of the other ones may not be as opinionated. This is a good one too.
Yeah, and it's a single topic. You know what I mean? Like we don't need. Yeah. We just need a couple options and then an other. Like confront, ignore, other. You know,
that's, sarcasm.
That's the poll I need to see.
Throw shade. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, guys, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook if you got one. Still, I don't know. I say Twitter. I'm going to keep saying Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter. Follow us there. New episodes every Wednesday. Also, if you want to support the podcast, you can help, quote, pay for our bar tab by clicking the link in the description. Give us some money, please. Money, please. Money, please. That meme. Classic Parks and Rec. It just goes to, you know, making our equipment better. It helps us go be able to do more things. And we appreciate those who have donated. And maybe later we'll have some exclusive episodes, or maybe we'll have some merch in the store, which we don't have a store yet. But like that, all that stuff could happen if you were to help out with the podcast. So again, feel free to support or don't, because this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.
Day drinking!